What's up, everyone? It's time for the Louis Locks of the Week. We're struggling. There's no way to beat around the bush. The Louis Locks are struggling the last couple of weeks. Just to reset, we are now 21-21 on the season, according to our resident gambling expert, Jim Monas. He was 0-3 last week. I was 1-2. It's okay. Just means we're starting with a clean slate. We didn't want to, you know, show off too much after our hot start. So, all right, Jim, as I said, he's on the road. So he did text me in his Louis Locks. Again, Louis IPA at Hamburg Brewing Company, the best IPA that you'll taste in Western New York or really anywhere. So if you can work HBC into your life, please do it. Jim is going to take the Saints plus 2 against the Eagles. He's also going to take the Washington football team plus 3.5 against Carolina. Oh, I really like those two picks. And he likes Seattle plus 2. It's now plus 2.5 against the Cardinals. So going with a few underdogs there. And as Jim just texted me too, he said that next week we should probably let our kids make the picks. So I agree with Jim on that front. We really should. So those are Jim's three picks. Mine, I do like the Bills to win the game most likely, but 7 seems like a high number. The Colts are a lot better than their 5-5 record would indicate. I'm going to go Colts plus 7. I'm definitely going to go Baltimore minus 5. I think that the Ravens are going to get back on track in a big way on the road against Chicago. They're getting a lot healthier, and the Bears are just a mess, and they're not healthy at all. Akeem Hicks, Allen Robinson, they're really struggling with injuries. And then for my third and final pick, we're going to go with the Bengals minus 1 against the Raiders. They're coming off of the bye. They're a lot healthier. I know the last time we saw Cincinnati's defense, it was pretty ugly, but man, the Raiders, they're just going through their typical late season swoon here, even though John Gruden isn't around. So I think the Raiders, the wheels are just going to kind of come off in a big way against the Bengals. So those are the Louis Locks. Hope you enjoy. Hopefully you gamble responsibly and accordingly. We can't thank you enough for making the Go Long podcast and golongtd.com part of your life. Again, we have the conversation with Leroy Horde up wherever you get your podcasts, Apple, Spotify, YouTube. He was a hell of a lot of fun. Leroy had thoughts on all things Baker Mayfield. We looked back at the relocation when Art Modell moved the team from Cleveland to Baltimore. Emotions were pretty high then, and he was right smack dab in the middle of it. And I thought his perspective on the Bills stadium situation was really interesting. And then we obviously talk some Odell Beckham. So I think you'll enjoy that conversation. And the written word, we got a lot up at Go Long TD. We've got our midseason predictions with Bob McGinn, Jim Monas, a column earlier in the week on why I really think running the ball matters in today's NFL in 2021, just with the way defenses are playing. I talked to a front office exec to get more information there. And our big feature of the week is on Chase Claypool. I sat down with the Pittsburgh Steelers wide receiver a couple weeks ago, and man, I just found his perspective unbelievably refreshing in a time where everybody's pretty soft, everybody's pretty sensitive, and everybody wants to shame everybody on social media. He doesn't give a damn, and he let us know he doesn't give a damn. So if you have a chance, check that out at Go Long, and feel free to give us a try. If you're not a paid subscriber, we would love to have you in the fold. Have several different options for you, monthly, annual, and you can always sign up to the free email list to get what's posted for free right into your email inbox, golongtd.com. Thank you, everybody, for listening, for reading. We'll catch you next week.